Today we continue with Lesson 12 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. And we will focus on the 5th and 6th Mishnah of Perek Gimel, of 3rd Perek. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. We've been learning about a Nozir who becomes Tomei in the midst of his term of Nazirus. And we learned that in such an instance, Yomim Horishonim Yiplu, if he counted 15 days, those 15 days are wiped out, and he has to become Tohor through the 7-day process, after which he brings his Tiglachas Hatuma, he takes his haircut, etc., and his Korbonos of a Nozir Tomei, and he begins to count again from day one. Later on, in Perek Zion, we will learn that not for every Tumas Mace is a Nozir responsible to have a Tiglachas Hatuma. There are certain conditions which render a person Tomei Tumas Mace, but for which a Nozir is not Mukhuyov to go through the procedure of Tiglachas Hatuma, nor does he lose the days he already counted for that type of Tuma. He's Tomei Tumas Mes, but he's not Mechuyov to lose the days that he's counted. So it's kind of a twilight type of Tuma. And that's even true for some Tumos for which he is Tomei 7 days. But nevertheless, they are included in the list, which we will learn about, of Tumos She'ein HaNozir Megaleach Aleihem. However, during the time that he is Tomei, his Tuma days do not count toward his term. He has kind of a recess. After he becomes Tohor from that Tuma, then he continues where he left off. He does not lose the days he counted up until the time he became Tomei Tumas Meis She'ein HaNozir Megaleach Olov. Interestingly, during those days that he is Tomei, he must keep the dinim of Nazirus. He can't drink wine, he can't take a haircut, and he can't become Tomei Tumas Meis of the type of Tuma Shehanozim Megaleach Aleihem. This is called a Nazirus Tuma. He conducts himself as a Nazir during the days which he is Tuma. Our Mishnah Hei, will discuss a situation by a Tuma who is Mekabel upon himself is a Nazirus, and who enters immediately into this state of Nazirus Tuma. He's Tomei, but he must conduct himself as a Nozir. And then, after he becomes Tohor, he begins a Nazirus Tahara, an ordinary, quote, normal type of Nazirus. How does this happen? Misha Nozar Vuhu Beveis HaKforos. He committed himself to a term of Nazirus in a cemetery, standing in a cemetery. So he's Tomei. Afilu Hoyo Shom Shloshim Yom. Even if he remains in that cemetery for 30 full days, and during that time conducts himself b'chol dikduke ha-nazirus, he keeps every aspect of nazirus, doesn't drink wine, doesn't become tomei lemeis, doesn't take a haircut, ein olin lo min haminyan, these do not count toward his 30 days of nazirus. These days cannot count. These days are days when he was Tomei. After he leaves the cemetery and becomes Tohor, then he has to conduct himself Nazirus Tahara, a Nazirus of a Tohor person, for the 30 days or for whatever number of days he accepted upon himself. V'eino mevi korban tuma. In this situation, where it's not that he was Tohor as a Nozir for a few days, for a while, then became Tomei, and then now resumes his Nazirus Tara. In such a case, he has to bring his Korbonos Tumah. But if he never was Tohor, if he was never tohor, right, he became tomei beveis hakvoras betumas meis, then in such a situation there's no bringing of korban tumah. In other words, if during this state where he never was tohor, he was in a veis hakvoros, in the veis hakvoros he became into contact with a mamish mace, not he's just standing in the path in the cemetery, but he mitame himself in a way that a nozer is chayiv legaleach olov, then he is not subject to the dinim of tiglachas hatuma, because tiglachas hatuma only applies to a person who began a nezirus b'tahara and then became tomei lemeis in the middle of his nezirus term, but not for a tomei who was makabel his nezirus and never ever experienced a day of nezirus tahara. Yotzov and Nichnas. Suppose he leaves the cemetery. All right, he was makabel nezirus in the cemetery, so he has nezirus tumah, and then after a day, 2 days, a week, whatever, he leaves the cemetery, and he becomes tohor. He has the hazor shlishi ushvii, and he becomes tohor mitumoso, and he begins now counting his nezirus tahara, and then re-enters the cemetery. Yotzov and Nichnas. Old and Loman Haminyan. So those days that he was tohor, for example, he was mekabel in the Zerus in the Beis HaKforos the first day of the month. He left on the fifth day of the month and became tohor, and now on the 12th day of the month he's tohor. And he counted 7 days till day 19, and then he became right back into the Beis HaKforos. So those days from 12 to 19 are not lost. Are not lost. They count. And when he eventually becomes tohor again, he only has to be mashlim those days plus whatever the days are left till day 30. However, during the time that he's in the veis hakforos and he's tomei, he has to conduct himself b'nezirus tumah. He can't drink wine, etc., etc. Umevi korban tumah. If he became tomei after he went back into the veis hakforos with a tumah of the level of hanozim megaleach aleihem, then, if that's the case, so he had some days of nezirus tahara. In our example, day 12 to day 19. Now, after day 19, he's gone based in the veis hakforos, and there has come into contact with a mace in such a way that it's a Tumas meis shehanozir megalei achalov, then he loses all the previous days, has to bring tiglachas hatuma. The key difference is, did he ever have days which counted as nezirus tahara and then became tomei tumas meis shehanozir megalei achalov? Then he brings korbonos hatuma. What did I say? Okay, if he never he was never in a state of nezirus tahara, was only in a state of nezirus tumah, then he cannot bring tiglachas hatumah. However, if he had some days, in our example, days 12 to 19, when he was in a state of nezirus tahara and then became tomei, then he would be mechuyav in the tiglachas hatumah, new tiglachas, and the korbonos after he became tohor from that tumah post his days 12 to 19 of nezirus tahara. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and adds an interesting halacha. Lo bo bayom. The pasuk said that if a nozir in the term of nezirus tahara becomes tomei, hayomim horishonim yiplu. So the first days that he counted, he counts 10 days and then becomes tomei, those 10 days are down the tubes, yiplu. But it says yomim, days in the plural. Rabbi Eliezer says, therefore, if nitmo bo bayom, if a person becomes tomei the day he started, on day one, And he became a nozer at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 12 noon he already became tomei. He does not lose that day. He can't lose that day because the pasuk says yomim horishonim yiplu. In fact, if he becomes tomei on day 2, you still can't say Yomim Horishonim Yiplu. It's only on day three that he becomes Tome that you could say Yomim Horishonim Yiplu. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo bo bayom, chenema vahayomim harishonim yiplu, achi yihyu lo yomim rishonim. What I just said to you, by the way, is the Rambam's way of explaining this Mishnah, and the Tosfos disagrees, but that's the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Vov continues with an interesting halacha. The halacha is that the Chachomim made a gzera on Eretz Ha'amim, lands of all the nations outside of Eretz Yisrael, the United States, France, Portugal, Senegal, you name it, everyone has of those lands has a din de rabbonon of Tumas Meis, because of Sofek Kivros HaNochrim. We don't know where people were buried, etc. It's all Tumas Meis, mid rabbonon. And anyone who walks in Eretz Ha'amim or touches the earth of Eretz Ha'amim has a halacha mid rabbonon of a Tomei Meis. Now, we are just learning about a person who makes a neder to become a nazir when he's in the middle of the cemetery. There's a tumah d'oraisa all around him. But here we're talking about a person who made a neder to be a nazir sitting in a park in New York City. And therefore, min ha-Torah, the nazirus is chal, and it could be a nazirus tara, but mid rabbonon, no. The rabbonon, he is tamei tumas meis. So we will learn that if a person makes a neder in chutz la'oretz, he has to conduct himself like a nazir. But because of the rabbonon's knas, that tumas eretz ha'amim, of tumas eretz ha'amim, the days that he counted in New York do not count toward his count. But rather he must buy himself a ticket on El Al and go to Eretz Yisrael and begin and re-begin his entire nazirus. And then complete it and bring the korbanos, etc. Now, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael on this flight, after having completed observing his nazirus back in New York, exactly how many days does he have to keep? An interesting machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Interesting especially because Beis Hillel are the stricter of the two. Mi shenoza nazirus harbe, vehishlemes naziruso. A person who caps it upon himself a nazirus in chutz la'aretz. Nazirus harbe means a long-term nazirus, more than 30 days, 100 days, whatever. V'hishlemes naziruso. Back in New York, he kept 100 days, didn't drink wine, etc., etc. V'yacha kachbo la'aretz. And then came to Eretz Yisrael, which he is required to do. V'sham hayom im nozir shloshim yom. We give him Yasher Koyach by the airport. Thank you for coming to Eretz Yisrael. We're glad you did a successful Nazirus back in New York. We now require you to do another Nazirus. But we understand in New York it was 100-day Nazirus he accepted upon himself. Here in Eretz Yisrael, 30 days is sufficient. Ubeis Hillel Omer Nozir Batchila. Beis Hillel says no. He has to conduct a full Nazirus as he vowed, the full 100 days here in Eretz Yisrael, and the days he counted in the Chutz La'aretz, bye-bye. Don't count at all. Ma'aseh behilni hamalko. Happened an actual event with this fascinating woman named Queen Hilni, who is the queen of a province or a country called Chadayev, near Ashur, who became a Gioris with her entire family in the days of the Second Temple, in the days of the Bayis Sheni. No, she's sitting there in Chadayev, in her queen's castle, and her son is off at war. Sheholach b'nola milchoma. V'yomra, nice mother, Jewish mother, even a Jewish convert, a convert to Judaism is also a Jewish mother. So she says, Im yavo b'ni min ha-milchoma b'shalom. If my son will return from the war b'shalom, in peace, healthy, unharmed, ehei nezira sheva shonim, I'll be a nezira for 7 years. Uvo b'no min ha-milchoma. Son came home, fine and dandy. So there in Chadayev, she conducted herself as a Nazira for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, Ubisof Sheva Shonim also the Oretz. She came to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Beis Hillel comes to greet her, and Beis Hillel tell her, Behorua Beis Hillel, Shetehei Nezira, Od Sheva Shonim Acheros. You have to do a whole new 7 years here in Eretz Yisrael. Hilni Hamalka, as most Gerim Tzadikim, in this case, a Giyores Tzedek, listens to the rabbis. The rabbis say another 7 years Nezirus. She listened to them. Ubisov Sheva Shonim Nitmeis. At the end of those 7 years, she became Tomei. So that second term of 7 years in Eretz Yisrael all gone down the tubes. She has to count now a third term. So it's a total of 21 years. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says no. She never became Tomei. That's not the story. She only had a total of 14 years. And that's all that it was. It would seem that it's a machlokes over the historical facts here. And Rabbi Yehuda says she was only in the zira for a total of 14 years. Other meforshim, this is what the Gemara says, some meforshim say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, she became tomei biyom melos on the last day of the second 7 year term. And Rabbi Yehuda follows Rabbi Eliezer that in such a case, she's only mechuyeves for 30 additional days. So she didn't have 21 years, she had 14 years plus 30 days. And so we have finished lesson number 12.